Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The Hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state, embedded with the Hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
It's 1048 of the Buzz at the Pine Bluff Four Ball and headed to the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline where you can hear the Calypso music in the background, and maybe there's a guy with a boat drink on the hotline right now. Trey Schaap joining us from Nassau, Bahamas. No boat drinks yet, Trey. I guess it's a little early potentially. How you doing?
I mean, it's almost noon. It's 11:48, so I'm doing good. How about you, Phil?
I'm great. Justin was here for the four ball, so I came down and joined him. And lunch is coming up pretty soon. Excited about this Baja Mar Summer League. I heard from some of the players yesterday after practice. I know that there were a lot of fans that went to the practice, too. So we're all pretty excited to get our first look at this team, what they look like, at least 12 players.
Yeah, we're not going to have Mika, unfortunately. And I heard earlier today, found out earlier today, that Coach Cal is basically just going to sit and observe today. He's going to let Kenny Payne, the top assistant coach, do the coaching today instead of himself. He's going to sit back and just watch and observe. Now, he's going to be with the team in the locker room pregame, halftime, postgame. So it'll be interesting to see what they do against this Bahamas national team today. Game tips off at 6 o'clock Central Time, so 7 o'clock here in Nassau. And then tomorrow they play Tarleton University out of Canada. That game tips at 5. Monday they play Toros de Valle, a team out of Colombia. That game tips at 5. And then Tuesday, University of Calgary at 11 o'clock. And I think you guys are going to be somewhere where you're going to be able to watch that game on Tuesday.
Yeah, we are. We're going to be kicking it over at Flyway in Breckenridge.
Cool.
So we're looking forward to we don't have Flow TV at the station, and we probably could have arranged for it. But I'm like, let's just get out somewhere. Who's going to be showing it? We'll have a little gathering. So, you know, it's funny, Trey. We've been talking a lot about the size, and I kind of spaced the fact that we've got these super exciting guards coming in, you know, between transfers and obviously JJ, who we watched grow up at Little Rock Christian. So, I mean, the guard play, I think, will be really intriguing, too. And those guys ought to be able to just wreak havoc on the competition they're going to face down there.
Well, you would think so. You would think that they're going to be so much faster. And, yeah, and I think they're shooting the ball really well. At least that's what Cal has said, that they've shot the ball well in the practices leading up. But you talk about the size. This is the first time in Cal's 18 years as an SEC head coach that he has a team that has featured six players 6'11 or taller. So he said he wanted to beef up the size. I think he has done that.
I would say that's a safe bet for sure. So Trey Schaap again joining us from the Bahamas. We'll thank our sponsors again here in a little bit. So what is the schedule today for you guys? Is there anything organized before the tip-off tonight?
No, there really isn't, Justin. It's I know they had their shoot-around earlier this morning. That was not open to the media, but today it's just tip-off at 7 o'clock local time. And so get in the arena early. I'll actually, when I call into Drive Time Sports, we'll actually call in from the convention center where the games are going to be played. And hopefully we'll know the roster of the Bahamas team by then. We have not seen that yet, so we don't even know who all they have on their team. And that's what happens with some of these exhibition games and some of these foreign trips. I remember when Little Rock took a trip, Little Rock women, a couple of years ago to Costa Rica. It was kind of like you didn't know who you were going to play, who was going to show up. And in one game we played on, I think, the first day we were there. Well, then the second game had some players from that first game that we played against, but it was a totally different team. I was like, wait a second. We just saw them yesterday on Team A, and now they're on Team B here. So you won't get that here in the Bahamas, but we got that in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get, yeah, these games are, listen, it's more about working on yourself and getting to face somebody
exactly.
in a different uniform. You know how that goes. I mean, I did one of these trips with UCA one time. They let me tag along to Italy, which was an incredible trip in general.
Wow. I remember you going on that.
I mean, they played a bunch of teams that looked like there were a couple teams that looked like high school kids, and then there were a bunch of teams with like 35-year-olds from the rec center. But I mean, they were pretty talented and skilled. But it was blowout city, baby, four times over. So, but yeah, listen, it's a good opportunity, especially with this many new faces. You know, it's certainly a good thing to do. Now, my understanding is, and I'm gonna be crazy, did they change the rule in this where you can do it more frequently?
You can do this every year.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you can do it every 4 years.
And I don't know why they wouldn't, especially when you're rebuilding rosters every season now.
Mm-hmm.
So
and an influx of money too to pay for this.
Money in a
problem. Yeah, right. I mean, do you want to pay for your roster NIL? And I mean, if you get all that taken care of and you can still take this trip, why not do it?
Right. Yeah, I just think it's a good opportunity to get. Again, the competition level is probably better at home when you're playing each other, but it's just a different kind of experience for sure. So,
and this is real quick.
Yep.
I was going to say, I know we got a little bit of a delay there. This recruiting class that Cal has signed and brought in that we're going to get to see today, it's the first time Arkansas has produced the number one recruiting class in the nation. So there's a lot of hype around these guys. Let's see if they can live up to it.
We were talking about Merinin, or they have it pronounced here, Morinin, on the pronunciation sheet, Morinin.
Yeah.
Mika.
We'll go by that then.
What Phil and I were talking about this before the show started today. Do you guys know, I mean, what the deal is as far as, you know, when they might get around to getting him
I don't think that
official?
The university knows when they're going to get around
I don't
to
think
this.
They
I don't
do.
Think anybody does. I think this is a matter of
they
they're working on fall sports first.
Yeah.
And then there's a backlog of European players coming into college basketball that probably have to be, this all has to be vetted, and some of it based upon the contract you signed, with whatever league it might be, in Europe or wherever. So it obviously a case-by-case basis. So I don't think there's any guarantee that he starts the season eligible. They can't say that.
They can't say that definitively, but they feel pretty good that he will mm-hmm. be cleared by then. But they also say that Phil and Justin, that they could get a call tomorrow and it'd be like, okay, he's cleared. Well, then he can play.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
But I guess he can practice, right?
Yes.
He
can do everything but suit up for a game.
He can't play even in these.
No.
Okay. That's really unfair. It's funny in this day and age when anything goes, this is a hang-up.
Yeah, I did have a question about the rules. So they're playing NCAA rules. They're not playing the FIBA rules. It's going to be an NCAA basketball. So those are the rules for down here. It's not going to be the like what you would see in a foreign tour going and playing international. Yeah, yeah. Not international rules, if you will, the FIBA.
Yeah. Well, and the free throw situation is different, of course, than international, too. So, yeah, it's good that they're playing NCAA. What's the venue like, Trey? We really haven't talked about that much. What's it like in there?
Yeah. I have not been in yet, but everything that I have seen, it's a low ceiling. And now I've watched some of the games that ESPN has done before over Thanksgiving from some of these tournaments that they hold. And a lot of them have talked about how low the ceiling is. Like, if you're going to try and let's say the clock's running down, you want to throw a half court heave, that you might hit the top of the ceiling. there's no scoreboard over the court, so I'm interested to get inside and get a look at it later today and see what it's like. But I think it's going to be an intimate environment. I know there are a lot of Razorback fans that have made the trip. Coach Cal talked about that yesterday, that he opened up practice yesterday to let those fans come in. And I did see on social media that some of them even were able to get pictures with the players and stuff. They had chairs set up, the team kind of set around, and I guess they kind of moved the fans through in a line and photo op time after practice. So I think it's going to be a nice intimate environment, not quite like what you see with Maui in the Lahaina Civic Center. But maybe more of like, I take it back to Phil and Justin when Little Rock, the Trojans, used to play downtown at the convention center.
Oh, yeah.
When they had their games down there back in the Mike Newell days in the 80s, I think it's going to be more of a setup like that.
Not like the Trojan Fieldhouse?
No, not the Trojan Fieldhouse.
Okay.
The men played some of their games in the convention center before they went to Barton Coliseum.
Which means that it's not a basketball arena or anything.
Correct.
It's like we played in this place in Cherokee, North Carolina, with women's basketball a couple years ago, 3 years ago, and it was the same idea. It's this, but it was a big theater. You were playing in a theater.
Right. Yeah.
It was meant for concerts or musicals. It's very weird.
Speaking of music, I hear it in the background. That means our top of the hour is upon us. Trey, parting shot, anything else?
No, just looking forward to seeing this team. I mean, I think they're going to win, obviously, but by how much is yet to be determined. I mean, Louisville came in here, played one game against Bahamas national team and beat them pretty good a couple days ago.
All right, set the over-under on dunks.
I'm going to say 15.
Yeah, I was going to say 12. Okay, 15 is good. All right, will you track that for us? I want the dunk count for Monday when we get you back on. All right, brother.
We'll
enjoy the weekend, man. Thanks.
For the tournament or just this game? Because there's a game tomorrow.
Just for this game.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to keep a dunk count for each game.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. All right, it's Trey Schaap doing a great job for us down in the Bahamas. I know, tough gig, but listen, he's working some.